This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. You're listening to episode 60 of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. Today's devotion comes from James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. This verse reveals two essential characteristics of God. The first is that he desires to give us good gifts. James clearly states that if it's good and if it's perfect, meaning wanting nothing necessary to completeness, it comes from above. Now Jesus reveals the same truth in Matthew 7:9 through 11. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people, if you imperfect people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father, who is perfect, right, will give good gifts to those who ask him. So how do we know if the package we're receiving is from the Lord? Well, we have to look to see if it's signed. Is it signed with goodness? Is it signed with the intention that leads us into completeness? I would say if it's signed with anything other than goodness, I would reject that package. I would return to sender. Now, James makes it clear in verse 16, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Well, do not be deceived about what? He goes on to say, every good and perfect gift is from above. So what is he saying? Do not be tricked into believing a lie about our Father's character. If it is good and if it is perfect, it's from above. Secondly, God's consistent nature is revealed when James declares, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So it's not only signed, it's also sealed, meaning the good and perfect nature of our God is consistently revealed through his actions towards us. God is not emotionally unstable. He doesn't have good days and bad days. His love and affection towards us remains the same, which should give us as believers an assured hope and a confident expectation. John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus makes this definitive statement. This is what the fruit looks like when it comes from the enemy. And this is what I have come to bring. And you will know it's from me by the fruit that it produces in your life. Now, those quote-unquote packages that you're receiving, whose name is on it? Who signed it? Is it stealing? Is it killing? Is it destroying? Then we know whose name is on it. And if it comes from the enemy, if it comes from the thief, we must reject it and return it to sender. Now, there's a lot of attention in the church given to our ability to learn from pain and suffering and lack and difficult situations. The truth is, every situation we face has the power to shape us. The question we have to ask ourselves is, what are the lessons we want to shape us? Will the lesson be in the problem or in the solution? Will the lesson be in the lack or in the abundance? Will the lesson be in the pain or in the restoration and healing? This truth remains. God is able to reveal his goodness in any situation. Let's go back to James. James says, do not be deceived. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Now we can see this truth beautifully displayed in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things, that's right, all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. We also see in Philippians where Paul boldly declares that he could do all things, that's right, all things through Christ who strengthened him. And why could he boldly say that? Because Paul's ability to do all things was not dependent upon his own ability, but Christ's abundant sufficiency. Paul did not learn from lack. He learned from Christ's sufficiency in his circumstance. His revelation did not come from being abased. It came from his understanding of God's abundance in every situation. His kingdom revelation came from the abundance that he had in Christ, not the circumstance of being abased. Now, what are we allowing access to influence us? You see, when you learn from the problem itself, your thinking will become cynical. You begin to see the problem in everything because the lesson was in the problem. The lesson was in the pain. Now, if you learn from lack, you will begin to see lack in every situation. And if you learn from pain, or if you allow pain to shape you, your thinking will begin to see pain in every opportunity. So when something comes up or an opportunity comes up, if you learn from pain, you're going to see pain in the opportunity. But when you learn from God's abundance in the midst of the problem, you will become hopeful. Do you see the difference? So when we learn from God's abundance in the midst of our problems, in the midst of our circumstances, we will begin to see his promises in everything. We will begin to see solutions in every situation. Why? Because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, or we can do all things through his sufficiency. I can have a solution for my situation because I am connected to the solution. I love this thought from Bill Johnson. Any situation that is without hope is under the influence of a lie. So the lesson to be learned is not in the lack, but in the abundance. If we believe that God's method of teaching us is through lack and pain and suffering, we'll believe we need to remain in a place of lack to receive the lesson, which I find a real disconnect between learning from lack and being adopted by a father that is abundant in all good things. Now, I'm not suggesting that we won't experience difficult or painful situations. What I'm suggesting is that in the midst of those situations, we have a never-ending well of resource through Christ who strengthens us. If we believe the lesson is in the problem, we will be on the lookout for problems rather than always being on the lookout for Christ in every situation. I want you to think about this. Are you allowing the kingdom of God to shape your life or the circumstances you face? You see, the lesson that pain likes to teach us is not to trust people, but his abundance of grace leads us to forgiveness and strength. So was the kingdom life lesson in the pain or in the grace? The lesson that suffering likes to teach us is that it must be my fault that I'm experiencing this. But his abundance of love shows us that we have been called to an abundant life that is free from condemnation. Was the kingdom life lesson in the suffering or in the freedom to fully express the life promised to us in Christ? One of the things that lack will teach us is that I am responsible to meet my needs by my own strength. But his abundance of power within us teaches us that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So was the kingdom life lesson in the lack or in his exceeding abundance? You see, when we allow the problem, the pain, the offense to dominate our thinking, we are surrendering to it and giving it the power to shape us. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. If you would like to access more resources on this topic, make sure you check out our free resource page where we have questions, activations, and a fine selection of music for your devotional journey. Thank you for making us a part of your devotional time. As always, stay hungry and keep seeking.